Yeah, let's try that. Yeah, I'm gonna, let's try to jam into it.
Jumped off, I had a bucket full of thoughts. When I jumped off, I held that bucket in my hand.
There's an old pass. The train is getting out of control. That's because the train is getting a little too fast down the hill there.
I don't know if the jam into it thing was working. Especially if we could end a song and kind of go into, I'm not really sure what the song before that would be.
Back on the train. the town's flashing by. You see me standing at the station in the rain. You see me standing there beside the car. You left all behind again, I'll travel far. It took me a long time to get back on the train. Jumped off, I had a bucket full of thoughts. When I first jumped off, I held that bucket in my hand. Did me all around the world. Took me a long time to get back on the train. It took me a long time.
Let's do from...
I thought it might have been at the beginning somewhere. That was a very intimate and relatively low-volume version.
Yeah, I like that. I like some of the stuff. I mean, it wasn't perfect. I liked a lot of the stuff we were doing.
Yeah, so let's do... We'll do the last verse and then right after that. So it took me a long time to get back on the train. 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, boom.
Just
percolate a little bit.
G unit.
G.
And with a full pattern in G, and then when you're ready to go back, just give us the nod and so
it'd be. We talk about like this is kind of like the second solo area.
See my face verse, because then the second solo comes after that. So we go right up at the beginning of the next top at the top. Yeah. 1, 2, here we go again.
See my face and the time is flashing by. They see me standing at the station in the rain. See me standing there beside the car. Said, no, I'll travel far. It took me a long time to get back on the train. Off. I had a bucket full of thoughts. When I first jumped off, I held a bucket in my hand. Did all around the world. I stood and watched the smoke behind the mountain curl. It took me a long time to get back on the train. It took me a long time to get back on the train. Yeah, it took me a long time to get back on.
This is a lift.
Do we stay in G when you get back to the verse?
To the verse, yeah. Well, that was the test. That was the test, and as far as I was concerned, it worked. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it spices it up. And nobody. At one point, I point in there. We had a jam just staying on F for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice. Go for it.
Yeah, man. The train keeps riding.
You see me standing at the station in the rain. You see me standing there beside the car. I left it all behind again. I'll travel far. It took me a long time to get back on the train.
Same chords.
You switched to G, right?
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah, Mike, you gotta stand there.
Nobody yelled out G. I like Mike adding a solo in there because that's enough to stretch it out. And then I was getting the, I was doing the other kind of drum rhythm thing in there. So it's great. Great success. No, I kind of feel like stretch that second solo out a little bit, get weird. I don't know.
And then after, so you've got two regular there's three verses all together?
Three verses and then the first verse repeats.
Okay, so we do three verses, and then with
we do two verses solo, another verse solo, last verse.
Right. So we do two verses solo. Last verse,
boogie.
Switch, and then we switch to G. The third verse we switch to G.
Was Mike solo in G or no?
Switch to the G as compared to the second solo. Where about?
That's what I'm trying to. Wait. There's three verses plus a fourth. Fourth verse is the repeat of the first verse, right?
Yeah.
So there's four singing sections. So we do two verses solo.
Yeah.
Third verse in F.
In F.
And after that verse,
and right away to the solo in G.
Then we switch.
As
to
we did that, yeah, and it stays in G.
And then it stays and it finishes in G.
Was Mike's solo in G?
No, so my solo would be. I would say what we do is we use that F jam in the beginning to kind of set up the set up the tune, unless we want to put that. We need a single to.
I liked your solo, Mike. I feel like in my mind it would be cool to have Rick do the second solo and then kick it over to Mike.
I got to spend some time working on soloing over the changes, though. That's the only thing. We were just staying on F.
And it did set up a groove, yeah.
It's
a Trey song.
Right, right.
It's not a fish. I didn't learn it as a fish song.
All right, so we'll,
I got it from.
So do we want to stick just an F jam in there, or I can spend some time trying to work something out against the.
I kind of like the F jam.
I thought that was fun.
F jam.
And that freed me up to kind of do what I was hoping to do on drums. So.
It gives me time to adjust, because it takes me a while to adjust.
And it sets up the groove, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what if we did second jam, Rick does a little bit in F, kind of like how we normally do, kicks it over to Mike still in F, and then you kick it back to Rick, and that's when it switches over to G somehow. Is that... You're saying that at this point we've committed the second solo to G entirely?
We've committed the rest of the song to G.
Oh, okay, sure.
That's a lot easier than trying to get back to F.
What's the third verse? You recall the lyric?
Well, the last verse is when I jumped off.
Okay, but
third verse will be after the first solo.
See my face.
We're actually going to go to the G before we go to the second solo.
For the second, at the second solo.
At the second, so that same spot.
At that same, yeah.
I think I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it stays there.
That would be easier than switching to it mid solo thing, probably, I guess.
I think it would have more of an impact.
Okay.
Show how professional we are.
Yeah.
We did it.
I think we're doing some interesting stuff with that one. I'm pleased.
All right, do we want to try it from the beginning?
If we're going to play it this way, we do need a recording in the proper.
Jam on F for a while.
Yeah, and then I'll just start singing.
Jam on F for a while. So that's where I'll do my.
I missed that last.
So we'll just stay on F.
Jam
for a while, just set up the groove.
Yeah, and then I'll just start singing.
Yeah, and then in that jam is when I'll do a little. We'll do a little soloing.
A little effing around.
Dual, double barrel guitar playing.
So that's that. We'll just start out in F, staying on F.
F around. G.
Switch to G.
Do we follow the form in G?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.